WFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The early summer heat wave continues to impact tens of millions of people, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
The weekend begins with more than 100 million Americans under heat alerts in 15 states across the country. Amtrak suspending service for hours.
The train turned off and we were stuck on the tracks for, I think, maybe an hour or two with no air conditioning.
In New York and New Jersey, the rate of ER visits for heat-related symptoms up 800%.
Heat-related visits to emergency rooms in New York and New Jersey have spiked. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico said that U.S. inspections of avocados and mangoes in the Mexican state of Michoacan will gradually resume. They were suspended after an assault by gangs on inspectors. And the Edmonton Oilers have won three straight games to force a seventh game of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. This is ABC News. The federal government's okayed more flavored e-cigarettes.
The FDA has authorized the marketing of four versions of the Enjoy brand menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. And announcing the authorization, the FDA has said the benefits to adult smokers from completely switching to a less harmful product was sufficient to outweigh the risks to youth. The FDA says e-cigs are not considered safe, but they are believed to be safer than traditional tobacco products. So far, the FDA has authorized 27 tobacco and menthol-flavored e-cigarette products and devices. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Paris Olympics organizers are cooling rooms in the athletes' village with a system of cooling pipes. They're trying to avoid the environmental impact of air conditioning. But the U.S. became the latest Olympic team that announced plans to supply their own AC units for their athletes, saying that athletes feel that was a critical component to their performance because of the consistent conditions. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A flood watch remains in effect for the entire area through this evening as more rain will work its way through along with occasional thunderstorms. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible over the course of today. Maybe some places picking up 3 inches or a little bit more than that. And of course, that raises the concern for flooding, which is why the National Weather Service posted the flood watch. A friendly reminder, you've heard it several times, turn around, don't drown. Half of flooding deaths occur in and around vehicles. Sometimes people take chances, drive through water, which is deeper than what they expect, or that moving water picks up that vehicle enough and moves it into some deeper water. So cloudy and humid today with widespread rain and thunderstorms. As I said, widespread amounts 1 to 2 inches with isolated higher amounts of 2 to 3 inches possible. Highs near 80 today, a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, maybe a little stronger at times. Tonight, thankfully, the widespread rain shifts to the east. Mostly cloudy. Scattered showers will remain and drift from west to east, but nothing major, a low near 62. Sunday will be partly cloudy overall. There is a 20% chance of some showers and storms popping up, fairly isolated in the region, and that would be in the afternoon and early evening. Highs around 79. Sunday night becoming clear with areas of dense fog possible and lows around 57. Monday, sunny early. That'll be nice to see. Then increasing clouds later in the day, about a 20% chance of some showers and storms popping up in the late evening. Warmer on Monday, highs around 85. Humid on Tuesday, up to 91 with a 50% chance of showers and storms. And I see two rounds possible, one in the early morning and then again in the late afternoon and evening. Wednesday and Thursday will be less humid and more comfortable. Maybe some showers early on Wednesday, then partly cloudy, a high near 80, while Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs around 82. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a good day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank?
An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
With some light rain, it is currently 71 degrees and well, so far today, that is where we're at. Yesterday, we saw a high of 85 degrees, and we also had received a total of 2 inches and 12 hundredths of an inch of rain. As for the record high for this day, 100 set in 1988, a record low 37 was set in 1963. Last year on this date, our high was 90, our low 59, sunset today at 8:46, sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. We received 11 hundredths of an inch of rain today. The barometer is down to 29.86, and we have light easterly winds. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This sports report is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts of Bosque Belle and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, and oil, as well as brakes.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henriksen for Adam Hess. Well, the Brewers suffered a 9-5 loss yesterday to make it two in a row of losses on the road to San Diego in their road trip. And, well, when it came down to scoring, San Diego scored first with a run in the bottom of the second inning. Then the next score would be top of the fifth inning when the Brewers would come away with four runs, but San Diego would have returned two of their own in the bottom of the fifth. After that, the Padres scored two more runs in the bottom of the sixth. The Brewers would get one run in the top of the seventh, and then San Diego would score three in the bottom of the seventh and one more in the bottom of the eighth. As for the next game, that will be today when the Brewers take on the Padres in round three, hoping to get one win on this road series. It will be a 6:15 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Well, the good news for the Florida Panthers is there is a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals Monday night, and it's on their home ice. They need to figure a whole lot of things out by then. Another chance to win the Stanley Cup became another power outage for the Panthers Friday night when Florida lost 5-1 to the Edmonton Oilers in Game 6 of the title series. A 3-0 series lead is now completely gone, and the season will end Monday night either with the Panthers celebrating a great escape or dealing with a great embarrassment by watching the Oilers hoist the cup in their rink. Also, the Boston Celtics have celebrated their 18th NBA championship with a customary duck boat parade throughout the city. The vehicles are normally ridden by sightseeing tourists, but have been used by all four of Boston's major professional sports franchises to celebrate championships in recent years. The Celtics broke a tie with the LA Lakers for the most league titles when they beat the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals on Monday night. Friday, the Celtics owner and his family carried the Larry O'Brien Trophy past a sea of fans on foot as they made their way to TD Garden. Taking a look at some other sports scores from around the league in National League play yesterday, it was the New York Mets 11, the Chicago Cubs 1. Arizona topped Philadelphia 5-4. Washington defeated Colorado 11-5. In interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 10, Pittsburgh 3. Miami edged out Seattle 3-2. It was Cincinnati taking down Boston 5-2, while Atlanta defeated the New York Yankees 8-1. The LA Angels came away with a narrow 3-2 win over the LA Dodgers. And in American League play, it was Detroit 2, the Chicago White Sox 1. Cleveland defeated Toronto 7-1. It was Texas 6, Kansas City 2. Houston had a high-scoring game, so did Baltimore, but Houston came out 14-11 winners over Baltimore. Oakland topped Minnesota 6-5. And in the WNBA, it was Indiana 91, Atlanta 79, while Las Vegas defeated Connecticut 85-74. With this sports report, I'm Bo Henricks for WRCO.
100.9 WRCO. Fiddles. The car won't stop, it's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. Panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went fly, man, I hate that.
Hey, that.
Than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey. Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold water, oh, by the way. Pair up my feet, get something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. Honey, I'm back and it's killing me. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Honey, I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold water, oh, by the way. Pair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my face.
Trying to get over you. I bet you ain't afraid of nothing. And I bet that ain't really true. Bet you got a couple secrets you're gonna keep on holding on to. I bought you a drink. We could get on out of here, girl. Whatever you think.
For a man.
that guy, Sean Patrick McGraw. And before that, little Randy Rogers Band, with Fast Car and Shania Twain, Honey, I'm Home. Well, thank you for being tuned in to your home for country and community here on WRCO. A couple of quick reminders. The Richland Area Senior Citizens Brat Stand, another one today being held from 10:30 to 2 or until sold out in Bindle Tyro on Auto parking lot. And also going on, the annual Gospel to Haiti auction will take place today at 9. And again, at the Richland County Fair, there'll be a large amount of items, including furniture, food, a bake sale, and gun raffle, all being featured. They'd love to see you there today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Join the Hillsboro Lions Club this Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsboro Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening this Sunday at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
WRCO 100.9.
Hey girl, what's your name? I really like your style. Look, so fine, so sweet, so kind, like strawberry wine. So come on over here, let me talk. y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs, slipping left, right in the neon light, girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight, got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Rum, got tequila if that's your thing. Whatever you say, the way you move, well, I got your hand in mine. You and me, just us in time, baby, feels so right. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Skipping left, right in the neon light, girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type. Blue jeans, crop top boots. Yeah, you got your cat. Girl, half blonde curls. You know that we should hop in the truck, get tangled up, baby, go drive around. We go slow, go fast, we can do whatever, baby, I'm down. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Sipping left, right in the neon light, girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. In the man.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Flatwoods picking shotgun, waving long neck, drinking, hunting, and a fishing, working, and a wishing for the weekend. We say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sir. Can I lend a hand, take a stand for something we believe in, love and pray, and do anything for a good friend? We like campfires burning, buttermilk churning, old folks' dirt road winding, and a turning to a muddy creek, jumping from a tall tree into the deep end. That's a country thing. Sipping late, skinny dipping, flat rock skipping, catfish hitting, sitting on a creek bank, sun's up, but we ain't leaving. We like country twang and good southern rocking, fun in the sun on a bass boat docking, homemade wine and a mess of fish frying and a hot pan. Got grandma's, grandpa's, newborn youngins, double white homes and double first cousins, low town square and a county fair. It's a good land. It's a car.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's news this morning, sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood watch for the Kickapoo River. It is expected to affect Richland and Vernon counties at Viola, Vernon County at Reedstown, Crawford County at Gays Mills, and Soldiers Grove. Flooding in Viola is expected Saturday evening to Monday afternoon. The 2024 fair season in Wisconsin begins this week, and with it comes an opportunity for Wisconsinites of all ages to visit animals up close. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding Wisconsinites that animals can carry diseases that may make people sick, but simple steps can help ensure a safe and enjoyable time. If you go to fairs or petting zoos this summer, the DHS recommends washing your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after touching animals or leaving areas with animals. Staying away from animals, including cattle, pigs, or other domesticated animals that appear sick, as well as barns or areas where sick animals are. Preventing the spread of diseases into your home by taking off and washing clothes or shoes that were worn around animals when you get home. And staying home if you're sick. This year's fair season takes place as DHS and the DATCAP continue to monitor cases of H. pylori in dairy herds, wild birds, and domestic poultry flocks. The recent infections in dairy herds have led to three human H5N1 cases in dairy workers who were in direct contact with affected animals. At this time, Wisconsin has no confirmed cases of H5N1 in dairy cattle, poultry, or humans. The DHS and DATCAP continue to support Wisconsin's agricultural industry in taking action to test animals, protect workers, and keep the public informed. We've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still many dairy breakfasts to enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held today at Gady Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. You can enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak. Cost for the breakfast is $8 for adults and $4 for children. The 43rd Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Entertainment will include the Little German Band from 7 to 9:30 at the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza from 9:30 to noon. There will also be ag awareness activities, crafts, a flea market, and farmer's market. The requested donation is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. On Sunday, Elroy will host Juneau County's Dairy Breakfast at Schultz Park from 7 to 11. The menu includes pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage or ham, cheese curds, milk, orange juice, coffee, real Wisconsin maple syrup, applesauce, and Culver's custard cups. There will also be a silent auction held throughout the breakfast to benefit the Elroy Fair Fairest of the Fair program and raffle drawings. Cost for the breakfast, $5 for adults and $3 for children. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the first annual Invasive Species Awareness Day will take place across Wisconsin State Park properties today. Several events will be held throughout the state to bring awareness to the impact of invasive species on our natural resources. Invasive Species Awareness Day events will include guided hikes, education programs, field work to remove invasive species, and the 5K run walk. These events offer activities for participants of all ages. Visitors will learn important techniques and skills for slowing the spread of invasive species and applying these practices at their own homes or properties. Volunteers attending fieldwork events are encouraged to wear gloves, closed-toed shoes, long sleeves, and pants that can get dirty. Most events will take place outdoors, so attendees are reminded to bring plenty of sunscreen and water. Water refill stations may be available at some events. Find an Invasive Species Awareness Day event near you on the DNR's events calendar. Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate the ham radio science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event. Field Day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be participating in Field Day today and tomorrow at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The club will show the community how ham radio works, while at the same time making various contacts with other hams across the nation and world. The Field Day will kick off at 8 this morning and run throughout tomorrow evening at 5. The 10th annual Haiti Benefit Auction will be held today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The Haiti Benefit Auction is hosted by Gospel to Haiti. Darwin Hostetler is a member of Gospel to Haiti. There will be a lot of unique and rare things to bid on at the auction.
We have a lawnmower. We have a tractor that's been completely restored, an Alice Chalmers WD there. I think it's got a mower that comes with it. And then there's just a lot of other good items, several hunting blinds that will be on the auction. We have one piece, fairly large piece, that we're really excited about. We have a group of individuals that went together and put a package together for a 30 by 40 building, like a 30 by 40 pole shed, or it's a garage, you know, essentially. It's a shop. It's a 30 by 40 is a pretty nice size. It's a stud wall, a stick-built building. The labor is provided, everything total. All that anyone needs is a cement pad that's prepared for this building. White Mound Construction is in charge of it, and they come in and build the building. The choice of color is yours. It's a really, really nice building.
The annual Haiti Benefit Auction will again get underway this morning at 9 o'clock at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
The forecast is calling for a flood watch remaining in effect for our listening area through this evening. For today, cloudy skies and periods of widespread rain and thunderstorms. An inch or two of rain possible, isolated higher amounts, so be aware for areas of possible flooding. Highs of around 80, southwest winds 5 to 12. Tonight, lows of 62, mostly cloudy, and widespread rain shifting east, though scattered showers will remain. Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, isolated in the region, highs of around 80, and sunny on Monday. Increasing clouds later in the day, though, with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in the late evening, highs in the mid-80s. It is a cloudy 72 degrees with light rain falling. We've received 12 hundredths of an inch of rain, the barometer at 29.86, and light winds out of the east. Again, it's 72 degrees.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
This morning's sports report brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendrickson for Adam Hess. The Milwaukee Brewers suffered another loss last night, a tough one to San Diego by a score of 9-5. As the Brewers unable to make it work, losing two in a row to San Diego. Breaking down the score from last night's game, San Diego scored first with a run in the bottom of the second. The Brewers would return four of their own in the top of the fifth. From there, San Diego would score two more runs, bottom of the fifth and bottom of the sixth. The Brewers would get one back in the top of the seventh, while San Diego would get three more in the bottom of the seventh, and again, one more in the bottom of the eighth to make it 9-5. The two teams will go head-to-head again coming up this evening, not nearly as late of a game, a 6:15 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Caleb Dressel has earned his first individual race of the Paris Games, winning the men's 50-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. The winner of five gold medals in Tokyo finished third in the first individual event, the 100 freestyle. But Dressel will get a chance to defend his 50 free title in Paris after touching in 21.41 seconds. Also, the Boston Celtics have celebrated their 18th NBA championship with a customary duck boat parade through the city. The vehicles are normally ridden by sightseeing tourists, but have been used by all four of Boston's major professional sports franchises to celebrate championships in late recent years. The Celtics broke a tie with the LA Lakers for the most league titles when they beat the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals Monday night. Friday, Celtics owner and his family carried the Larry O'Brien trophy past a sea of fans on foot as they made their way to TD Garden. Looking at sports scores yesterday in National League play, it was the New York Mets 11, the Chicago Cubs 1, Arizona topped Philadelphia 5-4, it was Washington 11, Colorado 5. In American League play, Detroit edged out the Chicago White Sox 2-1, while Cleveland defeated Toronto 7-1. It was Texas 6, Kansas City 2, Houston took down Baltimore 14-11, and Oakland got a narrow win over Minnesota 6-5. And in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 10, Pittsburgh 3, Miami 3, edging out Seattle 2. Cincinnati took down Boston 5-2. It was Atlanta getting a win over the New York Yankees 8-1. And the LA Angels edged past the LA Dodgers 3-2. Oh, and in national basketball, in women's national basketball action, it was Indiana 91, Atlanta 79, and Las Vegas scored an 85-74 win over Connecticut. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
100.9 WRC.
I guess I shouldn't care at all, but still I sympathize, 'cause you got hard trouble coming on. Yeah, you got hard trouble coming on. Well, you think that you don't, you're gonna miss me.
conversations. I miss the silence in between. I miss that little bit of hope. You might be coming back to me. The most of
the Henningsons, I miss you. Just 7 minutes, 6 minutes now away from the 7 o'clock hour here on WRCO.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Boscobel. Napa, no.